Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
When you start a hotel, do you ever take anything? Do you take, like, the soaps? Do you take the slippers, the gowns?
No, just the stuff you're allowed to take. Like, yes, like the shampoos soaps. And the conditioners. Because kids love that stuff.
I do take the shampoos and stuff because if I go camping, you just want a little something, right? Yeah. If it's one night, two nights, those are perfect.
Perfect.
Well, there's a hotel over in Melbourne, the Prince Hotel. In the suburb of St. Kilda.
Oh, trendy.
Very fancy. They basically are saying, hey, look, come stay a night with us and you can steal whatever you want in the room that isn't furniture.
Really?
Yep.
So anything that's not furniture. So yep. What would that like?
So I've got a list here of some of the stuff that you can take. Ooh, kettle's not on the list. So this is some of the stuff that they're like, by all means, put it in a bag, take it home, we don't care.
Okay.
Okay, so you can take all the toiletries. Now, they're valued up to $200.
Really?
Yep. Ridiculous. I'm like, what kind of soap are you using?
I mean, because I would think for, like, hotels, mass-produced, really budget, so it works out to, like, you know, $2 a room or something.
Well, what they've done is they've used local artists and gone real fancy.
Really? Yeah. And they're still saying you can take it.
So, toiletries, $200. Cushions and towels.
No.
$350.
No. Cushions are expensive.
Why would you take a cushion anyway?
I would take the cushion because cushions are expensive.
ceramic vases, $300. Linen robes, linen sheets, all the linens, $1,000. Beverages, including the minibar, $150.
I can't believe this.
All up, the stuff that you can steal, I've done the math, comes to about $2,000.
I'm thinking they must be betting on, because people are just like, are on holiday.
Yeah.
And they don't have room in their luggage.
To take it
to
all.
To take like all the vases and the linen and all that.
Well, I thought they probably worked a deal with the locals saying, hey, look, the people that they're gonna be staying in these rooms are going to be quite wealthy.
Okay.
So you want to get your products out. If it's good products, they're going to continue to buy. So I reckon they've kind of made an agreement maybe with the local artists.
Okay. Because I was, yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
Because I'm thinking, how much a night is it to stay there?
Okay. It's $1,000.
You could make
$1,000. That's what I thought.
You could just stay there for one night and then take all the stuff.
Sell it.
Or even just keep it.
Yeah.
Because maybe you need to furnish a new house. You saved yourself $1,000.
It's crazy. It really is.
Be mad if you didn't.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.